The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, a word of warning. I originally started this project with the idea of reading in chronological order the complete texts and works of William Shakespeare. I, in fact, purchased a book entitled The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, arranged in their chronological order, edited by W.G. Clark and W. Aldous Wright from Nelson Doubleday, Inc. I think I purchased it from a woman named Mary Humphrey, at least that's the name written in my book. Here's the problem. A lot of people have debates over when and where Shakespeare wrote certain plays and in what order and everything, and so there's debate about that. But I figured, well, all right, I'm going to use this book. It's fine. And though different people say different things, these folks are saying that Titus Andronicus starts it and then it goes from there. But here's my dilemma and my problem. What I have here is that a lot of people are saying that Shakespeare makes his name with King Henry VI, Parts 2 and 3, first and foremost, and then goes on to write other plays, including Titus Andronicus much later. My big concern is that, okay, fine, whatever. People have different structural chronological orders, that's okay. What I have a problem with is this book itself, which is claiming to have him in chronological order, goes, for example, from A Midsummer Night's Dream, written about 1593 to 1594, And then after that follows it with King Henry VI, Part 2, written about 1591 to 1592. Well, that doesn't make any sense at all, now does it? That's not chronological at all. So take everything with a grain of salt. You can't believe everything that you read, and you can't believe everything that you hear. However, what I do promise you is that everything that I'm telling you right now and in this is what I understood to be factual and correct at the time. So a word of warning, enjoy the complete works of William Shakespeare as told by me, Kevin Hatt.